Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
20.
20, right?
Yes. I remember in high school, it was such a big issue because we had a professor that says 20. And of course, like before when we were kids, there's like, I don't know, you make fun of people who speak English properly. Parang may ganon. Alam mo yun? Like juvenile stupid shit.
Okay.
So I remember it was such a big like joke before, and parang, oh, she says 20, 20, 20. And I'm like, but that's how you say it.
Wait, how did they say it?
20? 20.
20?
Yeah. I mean, like, hello. I mean, like, either way, it's both correct. It's just a number, right? Anyway. Oh,
welcome to Mix Number 20. Everybody.
20. That is the type of random shit we talk about.
Yeah, the Halala Show, we talk about anything and everything under the sun, but we do have some structure for you Leche fans out there. Tell them about the structure.
The structure, we start with a base. We start with the foundation, which is where you've been. It's just about what happened, you know, in our lives throughout the week. Since we do this every week, we just want to update you on what we watch or what we did, you know. And then after that, we have our TTs. What are our TTs?
The TTs, the trending topics for today, we have four for you. We're going to talk about the Netflix animated show, which is actually based off of a Pinoy comic called Trece, which is made a lot of waves on social media. Excited to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a viral photo, which actually is leads to a true story about stores giving out vaccine, stores and restaurants giving out vaccine discounts for, you know, once you get the vaccine, you get a discount at their store or maybe even a free turon, as the picture that went viral goes. We'll also talk about a gender reveal party that happened here in the Philippines. We saw someone posted it on our Facebook page, but it happened somewhere here in the Philippines. I can't remember yet where, but it's people are asking, is it too lavish? Is it over the top? We'll describe the video later on. And the last thing, we'll talk about Michael Cinco, who has some people have accused him of sabotaging Miss Universe Canada's team with their dress, because Michael Cinco is a Filipino fashion designer, and some people are saying that that Michael Cinco intentionally sabotaged the dress of Miss Universe Canada, and his response to that. We'll talk about that for the TTs, which you can skip to, by the way, and the timestamps in the podcast mix.
But why?
Why would you do that?
Wouldn't you want to know why we sliced onion and not diced it this week? No, but actually, okay, so let me just start the where you been, because it was an eventful week for me. Not just because it was the release of BTS's newest single called Butter. Such a big event in, you know, my life, especially because I'm an ARMY. But yes, okay, so actually the first half of the week was pretty chill. However, I didn't get a lot of sleep because every day BTS would release a teaser at 11 p.m. Like literally I'm about to sleep and then my phone rings and then I have to like, kasi kailangan ko himayin like every single photo that they release for 2 freaking hours, and I end up sleeping at 2 a.m. So, but no regrets and I'm not complaining. Big hit entertainment. I am here for it. So it was pretty fun, you know, to go through all of that. It's my second comeback as, you know, as a fan, because the first one I experienced was for B, their album B, and then now with this one with Butter. So anyway, that was really nice. That was the first half of the week. And then actually I had a hosting this week. However, because we are still under lockdown, you know, we're still being safe, I did an online hosting, which I feel like this is really going to be the norm when it comes to hosting, quote unquote, right? Like as a host, you really need to be versatile and you need to be, you know, flexible when it comes to that. So it was pretty fun. It was a new experience. So I hosted for the new era Caps. What do you call this? Like their new show on their Instagram account. So it's called What's New with New Era. And then you just have to talk about, you know, their new releases, their new partnerships and stuff like that. That this time, I don't know if I can stay yet, but we did talk about like the new partnership that they have with this really brand. Big thing. Brand.
Okay. Nice.
It's basically a brand nowadays. So anyway, I'm excited. So yeah,
you hosted on Instagram or what?
No. Okay. So it was a recorded hosting.
Okay.
So there was a script and then it was actually, I was pretty stiff at first. Good thing they were really chill. You know, everybody working there. Team. Yeah. The production team were very helpful and what they really wanted to see. And I actually said, because I signed a contract for 4 episodes. So I'm going to be the host for 4 episodes. And actually, so of course, I tried my best, but I said, I promise you the next time, now I know the ropes. I know what you want out of it. The next time around, next episode, I'm going to do great. I promise you. Because it's more like they provided a script and I thought that's what they wanted to hear. Like strictly the script. You know how sometimes you do have hosting that they want you to stick to the script, right?
Yeah.
But most of the time you would stray away from the script because there's an audience, you know, you wanted to build rapport. Mm. But this time around, I thought because it was, you know, in front of a camera, they want me to stick to the script, but apparently not. So I was like, okay, then this is going to be easier. I mean, this is our forte to be more spontaneous, right?
Meron bang ano, prompter? How did you memorize
there was, it? No. There was a prompter. There was a laptop. But then again, I just realized after the hosting that what they gave me were all just details that I could have just played around with. Mm. It's kind of like being on radio. You have like this, skeleton script that, you know, your names, your the show, and then your social media, like you could play around with that, right? Mm-hmm. When you do ad lib. So basically, that's what they wanted to hear. Like me playing around, like literally showing off the cool partnership that they have with this brand. Gotcha. And the caps and everything. So aside from hosting, you know, that whole show, I was so excited because apparently they had a partnership with BTS before that they created like BTS caps. And one of the production staff gave me a cap that says BTS with a logo. And I'm like, you know me. I mean, if you're a fan of something and you get merch for free, you're like super hyped, right? So I was so excited for that one. Also, this was the last week of Pugsley with me. Kara got Pugsley last Saturday. So that was a sad day, you know, of course. But I mean, I'm still going to see him sometimes, right? I'm going to see him. But anyway, after the hosting, what else happened? Oh, right after that. So that was Wednesday. Thursday, I actually had an appointment to get a haircut at a barber shop. Can you believe it? Like I said, because, you know, we're still all on lockdown, I think people are trying to navigate this whole new norm thing that this barbershop, it's called Burnside Barbers. They're trying to integrate cutting women's hair so that people could just, like, let's say you're a family, right? Or let's say you're a couple. When a guy wants to get their hair cut, I mean, the woman can also get it. Or if you have long hair, obviously, you could, as a guy, you could also get it there. You know, it's like they're changing things up, you know, right. It's not just for guys or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy for that one. My friend Nico, I think, I don't know, co-owns or basta invited me to get my haircut there. It was a really nice experience because I got a massage.
Oh, nice.
I got a freaking massage.
Yeah, the barbershop massage.
The barbershop massage. Like literally when I was getting massaged, I told the barber, I told him, Kuya, baliin mo na ako. It's been such a long time since I had a massage because, I mean, we're not allowed. Like, some spas are closed, right? Permanently. So I was like, baliin mo na ako. Ang sakit ng likod ko. I need it.
I feel and that, man. I feel when, like I want that, didn't it? I mean, not a massage. Yeah. Like, I want to go to a chiropractor.
Yeah, dude. I know, like, those chiropractors and, like, ano yung the well-known one?
Dami nakikitang ads sa YouTube. Feel ko they know that I need it, man. I see, like, random ads on YouTube now for chiropractor.
I know those clinics are open now because I guess because they're considered as a clinic. But anyway, yeah, so I got a haircut in a barber shop, and they took photos and stuff like that. So it was really nice. When I got home, obviously I did more BTS stuff, but because Friday was the release, I had a big morning. So right after our morning radio show, I actually got a shirt, like last minute, I got a butter shirt. And then I bought chicken from this place called 24 Chicken. I know it's a well-known restaurant for people who live in Pasig. I didn't know about it, but I did get chicken.
Grab food.
Yeah. So they had it in Grab and I had one delivered. It was really good. And then I also ordered pancakes from Kanto Freestyle.
Hey,
I know.
Chef Arch.
They have huge pancakes. So anyway, I got pancakes to go with my butter because I can't just eat butter, right? But I did eat like a chunk of butter because at the end of the music video, J-Hope ate a chunk of butter. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever Hobie does, I will do it. I will do it too. Anyway, it was such a big morning. It was really fun. I love the song. And it just really made me think that this whole thing is so much more than just the merch and fangirling. And, you know, because it kind of compelled me to write something on our Facebook group. I said that it made me realize that music plays such a big part in people's lives. And speaking of, I mean, like, you know, with my experience, it's such a big part of my life. It makes me want to be, I don't know. It makes me like, think of the world, Getsmo, and not just us and not just me and my life. It makes me think of everybody else who likes this song. So it just gives like a positive impact in my life. And I wrote in that post on our Facebook group that, so whatever you like to listen to, as long as it makes you happy and it inspires you, go ahead. Like, go ahead, go listen to it. I mean, I will never ever judge a person based on what music they like. Because, right? I mean, like, there's no point in hating, songs that other people listen to. If they like it and if it inspires them, then fine. So it just made me realize. And it made me set up a burner account.
Oh, nice! You have a Stan account.
I have a Stan account now, but nobody will know what it is.
Okay.
But yeah.
Nice. Do you have a profile photo?
I do.
Oh.
It's Namjoon.
Oh, so,
so nobody
you
will
gotta
know.
Figure out which Namjoon photo.
No, dude. No, dude.
Burner it is, huh?
Anyway, what else happened? So I went to Saturday I was supposed to go to work. But then I had to finish my quarantine, quote unquote. So I just, you know, waited it out. I worked from home and yeah, I went to work today, Monday. It was pretty nice, pretty nice. And it's just it's a nice feeling to be able to play the song that you like on radio. That is such a complex feeling for me, especially because, you know, I'm a radio girl, you know, I'm a radio girl through and through, and hearing your favorite song on air being played is one thing, but you actually playing the song and setting up a whole intro and extra to it, integrating it into your show it's another feeling. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Finn. Oh, we added butter, by the way, to the Hala Hala Show.
Yes,
the
of Hala course.
Hala Show, the playlist, if you want to follow that. Butter. What did I do, man? Oh, the NBA playoffs started, friend.
I am updated.
Did you pick a team? Remember I told you just pick a team and ride with them for the playoffs? Do you have a team right now out of the 16 teams?
I want to say the Spurs
were eliminated.
I know.
Right before the playoffs.
You know why I know? Because I follow somebody who follows them. But I'm not there yet.
Okay.
So I'll tell you about it.
Pick one. The teams just played, or some of the games already happened, but there is this thing, Rika G, that they did for the first time this year. It's called the play-in tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, diba, every year, the East and West Western Conferences, they have 8 teams that make it, right? But this year, they decided to make 7, 8, and 9, and 10, those seeds, compete for the last 2 spots in the East and West, respectively.
Okay.
It was so intense. So the Lakers and the Warriors were 7 and 8. They had to play each other. So the Lakers won. So they claimed the 7th seed. And then the Warriors had to beat the winner of the 9 and 10 seed to get the 8th seed. You know what I mean?
So you're saying this is the first time that they've
done it? First time they ever did it. Okay. Yeah. It was
and
really...
are you a fan? Are you not a fan of it?
You know, since I'm not a fan of a specific team anymore, I would be pissed if I was a 7th and 8th seed and I had to play for my spot in the 7th and 8th seed. But in a way, they did this to discourage people. They call it tanking. Alam mo ba yun, Reeks? Tanking is like when you lose games on purpose because you know you don't have a chance of winning, and you lose games on purpose so that you can get a higher draft pick in the NBA draft. Because the lower your record is, the higher your chance of getting the number one draft pick for the next.
Okay, for the next season.
Yeah, because you know it makes sense, right? Because if your team sucks,
yeah,
you need to get a better player.
Is it like first out, first in?
Yeah, something like that. But it was the first time they did it. So the Lakers made it. Unfortunately, the Warriors, who had the 8th seed in terms of placing, actually didn't win their playoff play-in games. They lost both. They lost to the Lakers, and then they lost to the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies took the 8th spot instead of the Warriors. So that was how the tides kind of changed. But the playoffs are happening right now.
I picked the team.
Who?
This one.
The Phoenix Suns? Oh,
no!
Phoenix Suns, man.
No, this one.
Oh, Denver Nuggets?
No. Where am I, dude?
Wait, are you showing me?
This one.
Portland Trailblazers. Okay, great.
I'm done. That's officially.
Good. And your favorite player will be Damian Lillard.
Will be Damian Lillard. You know, Dame time, man.
Dame time, baby. the playoffs are happening right now. There have been some really good games. I don't want to go into in-depth at all. But the NBA playoffs, it's just, there's too much going on. Especially the first round. Oh, my God. All the matchups are really good. I can't wait. I know a lot of people always ask me, who do you want to win? I don't really care at this point. Okay. I just don't want the Brooklyn Nets to win.
Okay.
That's all. I don't want them to win because they're super stacked.
When am I going to watch the next game?
Medyo madaling araw yung mga games nila eh. The games have been like 2 a.m.
So I just have 7. To I just have look to at the update scores. Myself.
Yeah.
Okay. With the Portland Trailblazer.
And the, you know, you're good. It's a good because they won the first game and they're the underdog because they are actually the lower seed. Pick the underdog. Everyone loves an underdog.
Everybody loves an underdog. Yeah.
So I've been watching those. I've been staying up late to watch those. What else have I done? I watched, I've been catching up now. So you guys know I'm a big fan of My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on Netflix. And I didn't know because I was waiting for the season to finish, the latest season, season 5, to finish before I started, you know, Special Agent Johnning it. However, I just discovered that it's actually on Netflix, the latest season, and they're updating it weekly. So I said, fuck, I'm going to watch it. So I've been catching up.
So you put yourself on the FBI list for nothing?
I didn't even start the FBI list. Like, I said I was going to wait for the season to end. But when it turns out, they release every week. So I started watching. I started episode 1. I'm on episode 5 now. I think there are at least 16 or 17 episodes out. So I still have a ways to catch up. But I'm excited to catch up with that. It's just like the manga because I read the manga.
Yeah,
it's almost frame for frame. It's so cool. So in case you guys haven't watched any anime and you want to start My Hero Academia, at least 4.5 seasons are already out on Netflix. So good.
You know, I forgot a bunch of stuff in my Where You Been. I totally missed out on the fact that we interviewed Keshi.
And Keshi, I'm like, yeah, we interviewed Keshi last year.
I know. I actually mentioned it to him that you guys interviewed him like a few months back because he started talking about games. And I'm like, oh, you know what? You know who you should talk to? And you actually talked to him, JC, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
yeah, he plays Valorant.
Yeah, I know. When he started talking about it, I was like, oh no, my mind went blank. I don't know how. So I just joked around with him saying that, you know, I went on Discord not knowing what Discord was. So we just laughed it off. But yeah, we talked to Keshi. Such a cool guy. I literally wanted to talk to him for hours. I love his voice, not just his singing voice, but also his talking, like speaking voice. And then because a few days before that, they told us that they were going to interview him. So I started, you know, I just started listening to a bunch of interviews with him and, you know, reading up about him just so I know what to ask him. And when I listened to maybe two podcasts where he was the guest, I feel like I was listening to a friend, you know? Hindi siya pretentious. He's not trying hard. He's just literally talking about his life. And that's what I want. It's literally a podcast that I like listening to. And I also watched a couple of his IGTVs. I was like, I don't know why, but I started cleaning while listening to him, and I started, you know, working out and shit. And I'm like,
his music's really feel good. It is.
Actually, I put it on my running playlist. I love it. It's like, I feel so free beside you. Yeah.
He's one of those guys whose titles of the songs are all in lowercase.
Yes. Even his name.
Even his name is lowercase. It's funny.
Yeah. Pretty chill guy. I wish we could talk to him like on a podcast, because obviously when you're on radio, you know, time crunch, there's, you know, commercials and stuff. So you really have to stick to the time. So we only had 15 minutes, but I was so jealous. With like the podcast that he guested in. They talked for like 45 minutes. Yeah. And I'm like, I wish we could guest him one time. Just talk about his life as him.
We got to reach out to Keshi Warner. Sony. YMCA.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. We should ask Queenie. Like, yes. Queenie. Because yeah, I asked Chen about Sony Music. I said, Chen's down, man. Chen's down.
Dude. Because I love, as much as I love talking about their music and how they write their music, you know, musicians, I also want to know more about them. Like,
and it's
how
limited
did
time,
you...
It's limited time on air as well on radio.
I want to talk to you as a human, like literally chica, ganon. Because it's fun. It's fun. We talked to him, and actually I was just looking at our interview online, and I'm like, I cannot believe I got to exchange words with Keshi. I was fangirling so hard. But of course, I couldn't really, you know, show it. So, but yeah, what a privilege.
Yeah, go listen to Keshi. Go listen to Keshi on Spotify. Please. It's good stuff.
You watch?
That's it, man. Just My Hero. Oh, I watched the new Batista Army of the Dead.
That movie
fucking sucks.
There's a lot of hype around it, though.
I know, you know, I was excited to watch it.
The trailer or
the trailer? And Batista said that, like, he was skeptical about it and he only signed off after he read the story and whatever. So I thought, you know what, Batista, he's been picking good roles for himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually a very talented actor. So I was like, oh shit, I wonder why he chose a movie. For those of you unfamiliar, it's about a mercenary team that go into Las Vegas, which is quarantined because it's full of zombies, and they go in there to steal $200 million.
Wait a second. So is it like a pandemic based?
No. It's just a zombie movie. Like, there's like an outbreak that happens in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And then they contain it to Las Vegas. And so the story is there's a team, they have to go in there, they're hired by this Japanese guy to go in there and get $200 million before a nuke blows up the city, because they're going to nuke Las Vegas to kill all the zombies, right?
And that's lot of zombie Elvis Presley impersonators.
The concept was interesting, but the way they executed it was so bad. It was such a shitty movie, man. Like,
I feel like one of these days I'm going to watch it because I'm a fan of zombie movies.
I like zombie movies too. But that movie was, oh man, it was, there's like logic flies out the window at some point. I mean, it's a zombie movie, right? Of course, you're not expecting it to be realistic, but then there's, you know, you still hope that it's logical. That movie's full of plot holes and it's just, you know, there's some cool action scenes, I'll give you that. But that movie sucks, bro. I watched it. That's pretty much all I watched, though.
I actually watched. I actually watched a bunch of stuff this week. Nice. I don't know why I had time to watch. I watched Blended again, and because I was because I was in an Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore role, I watched 50 First Dates. I also watched Street Food Asia again. Well, I did watch the Cebu, the Philippines one when it first came out because I wanted to see what it's about. So I just rewatched like other countries that they went to. Mm. So I watched the one from Singapore, from Vietnam, and what is the other one? Thailand, probably. Yeah. So I watched a couple more episodes. Street Food Asia. And my suggestion is do not watch it at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. when you're about to sleep because, man, you're going to get hungry. True. You're going to get hungry.
Oh, I also rewatched Notting Hill. Good movie.
Oh, right.
I love that movie. Julia Roberts kind of a bitch in that movie, though. Like, I don't know. The way I revisit it.
She's kind of, the star, right?
Yeah, but she's so she's kind of like a bitch to Hugh Grant the whole time.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, I guess, the point because, you know, she's like on a pedestal.
Yeah. I mean, she had a boyfriend, didn't tell him. Right. And then after the paparazzi come, she blames him without giving him a chance. It's so weird. Like, I was like, she's kind of mean.
Speaking of rom-coms, I rewatched Leap Year with Amy Adams and what's his name? The Irish dude. By the way, so good looking. I forgot how cute he was. I rewatched that one. Just a feel-good movie. And then after watching that, I was searching for another movie that would make me feel the same way. I couldn't. Like, it's
about time.
You get what I mean? Well, it's but About Time is a little heavy, dude.
It is a little heavy.
Right? I did enjoy that one. And then I rewatched New York Minute. So, but just a bunch of stuff that I already watched.
New York Minute, like with the Olsen twins. I watched that like a few months ago.
It's fun. Actually,
fun movie. And what's his name is in it? Sienna. That hot guy is in it.
The blonde, like who looks like a surfer.
Yeah, that guy's hot. Yeah. I forgot his name.
I rewatched that one, but I do remember watching it when I watched it the first time. I begged my mom for a what do you call that? That phone that flips like
the flip phone, the razor,
the sidekick. Yeah, the sidekick. And I remember we found one in Green Hills, you know, where they like resell stuff. We weren't sure if it was a real thing or what if it was stolen or whatever, but I was begging my mom. I literally told her.
That phone was sick, huh? When it first came out.
It was sick. It is sick. I mean, I would still buy it now if I could.
It's cool. It's fucking awesome.
But I do remember when we were in Green Hills and I was begging my mom to buy me one. She told me, I'm going to buy you one in a stall where they don't say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But that's how they do it in all of the stalls. So we didn't get to buy one.
So you never got one?
I never got one. Oh, I never got one. But I did get cool phones when I was a kid. Yeah. I got the 3220, the one that lights up at the side. Uh-huh. And then I got the 7210, the small one.
Yeah.
And then they're all Nokia anyway. But I also got I got an LG one, an LG phone that was pink because I wanted a flip phone. You know what was my reason why I wanted a flip phone?
So you could close it when you...
And I wanted to act like I was canceling a meeting.
Hey.
Like, hello, can you cancel my meeting, please, at 10 a.m.? Thank you. And then I'm going to flip it back.
The Sidekick is one of the coolest designs of a phone.
Like, that's true.
I don't think it was big here because it was made by T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm,
so I don't think they ever kind of made a generic Sidekick version. But that phone is so sick.
Did you ever get a BlackBerry?
I did.
I
love the BlackBerry.
Me too.
I love
BBMing.
I never used BBM, but
Really?
I really enjoyed the
BBM. Is kind of like the one with Apple, right? If something somebody like has that. An app, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway,
New York Minute. That's you it. Know banda sa New York Minute?
Simple plan. Tapos si ano, yung truant officer is like, your plan isn't so simple anymore. What a line, man. The 90s. No, 2000s.
Then I went grocery shopping earlier today. I ate at Marugame, which is Marugame Udon, which is now open in Galleria. I was so excited. I messaged Rika. I was like, Reeks, it's open. And
naturally,
here we are.
Naturally, because we're very close, I did not reply.
Recording the podcast right now. So, Wapow, let's start.
Wapow.
What do you want to start with, friend?
What'd you have on the list? The first one.
I read it out of order, but we have Trece, we have the vaccine discounts, Michael Cinco, and the gender reveal.
Trece, since we're already talking about Netflix anyway,
Perfect. Okay, so on social media, you might have seen the word Trece, or the, you know, the name Trece thrown around. And so just a little background, Trece is a horror/crime comic, K-O-M-I-K, comic, black and white comic, created by writer Budget Tan and artist Kajo Baldismo. And it's a Filipino,
Exciting.
Comic.
Exciting. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be adapted, or it's been adapted rather, into a animated series produced by Netflix, which is coming out next month, June 11. And it's got an all-star voice cast, both for English and Filipino. And I think they have other languages as well, multiple actually. But it's just really cool that the Philippines is getting their own animated series to be shown to the world.
I know, it's pretty exciting. And I actually just let my family watch the trailer, you know, just to let them know about it. And we're all hyped because these are, you know, these are, what do you call that? Creatures that we talk about, you know, as kids, we would joke about it or we talk about it with our friends. There's the Chanak and the Tikbalang, and now the world will get to know them.
Yeah.
Through Trece. That's so cool. So the main character is named Alexandra Trece. Mm-hmm. And then there are like a bunch of other characters, main characters. But what I noticed, which I liked actually in the trailer, there's this one point where she was talking to like somebody in prison. And although they were talking in English, they had like the Filipino accent English. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we
yeah.
have that signature because, yeah, we like
your Filipino accent so sexy that.
Yes, okay. But it's not like in a funny way,
right.
More like in a this is the fact kind of way, you know, matter of fact. So I like that. Pretty excited about it. And I love that the trailer started out in the MRT because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stories behind the MRT, especially I remember before there was a story about the LRT naman in Shake, Rattle, and Roll, where they had the Heart Eater. Remember that one? If you watched
I don't know because there's like 30 of those movies.
No, there's, I think there's only like,
there's
14,
like at least 11.
Yeah, yes,
there's
at least
10. I know there's at least 10.
But anyway, there's this one. There's like a lot of stories surrounding MRT, LRT because, you know, it's dark there underground and shit. So it's pretty cool. And it's just nice that it's a scene that you can relate with, you know, because, you know, most people ride the train, ride the MRT, and it's pretty cool. But hopefully it all just stays fiction because, you know, there's a lot of blood in there and stuff, missing people. So it was really nice that I'm like, I was a little, alam mo, para out of body experience na parang, what? This is a train that I ride. This is a station that I go here and shit like that. And the rest of the world will get to see it.
It's actually, I was surprised to learn about it. That the comic itself actually started in 2005. So it's not been a recent thing. Like it's been a 16 year ongoing project that finally is, you know, its fruition is coming to becoming adapted as a Netflix show. And actually, before we start recording, Rico is telling me something that our very own Chico Garcia is saying.
Yes,
I really think you should share that thought to our listeners because I really agree with it.
I actually pulled up the tweet, the actual tweet. So Chico Garcia of The Morning Rush tweeted, "Wow, watching the trailer of Trece made me feel seen, all caps. Not just watching the world, but feeling the world watching us. Goosebumps. Mabuhay ang Chanak." Yeah. Which is so true.
Jackie Chanak. You know,
finally, like the rest of the world will be interested, hopefully will be interested in not just this, but you know, whatever we put out as Filipinos.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of our Leche fans are also Rushers, so they don't need to know. Like, they already know that Chico is a big fan of mythology. He also has his own book, right? Chico Garcia is a published author. But for the Leche fans who maybe don't listen or were not born yet when Chico was, I know, starting his career.
Lagot ka talaga kay Chico.
You know, Chico's really a big fan of mythology and whatnot. And actually, on the radio show that I host called The Herd on Thursdays, I've interviewed authors, who have written books about Philippine mythology. And I always ask, like Ian Santa Maria, Mickey Ingles, I interview those guys. And I always ask him, like, you know, what kind of, when it comes to literature and stuff, what kind of things do you think the Philippines can really bring to the world? And they always say the same thing, not only because they wrote about it, but because the Philippines is really rich with stories about creatures and, mythology. And I think it's such a cool way to share with the world. Because even me, for example, I didn't grow up here. I don't know a lot of the stories. Like, I've heard of Chanak. Like, I even watched the Chanak movie. Do you remember that shit? That movie sucks, but
I think so.
It was like way back. It was like in the early. I watched, you know, I know what Manananggal is, but the only kind of exposure I've ever had to mythology and the spirit world is those movies and Spirit Warriors. You ever watch Spirit Warriors?
No, I don't think so.
I never even watched a sequel, but like Spirit Warriors and I guess Magic Kingdom. But there's so much cool shit like that we. That I think everyone could really learn from and see
and the
stories here, because it's like supposedly we are as deep as, you know, like Roman and Greek mythology when it comes
to
our stuff. So that's pretty neat.
It's actually pretty cool also because it's a story by Filipinos, you know, finally the Philippines being portrayed in the eyes of a Filipino. Because I mean, I guess sometimes because of like artistic liberties, most of the times when we see when the Philippines gets featured in like a Hollywood movie or TV series, it's always so off, you know, you get what I mean? Like in Born Identity or in what do you call that? The American Crime Story with Versace, where they portrayed. I know, like most of the time I see when the Philippines gets portrayed, it's always like jungle and stuff. And I'm like, it's not. Right. Dude, we have cities here, and which reminds me of that TikTok, one TikTok that I watched before. I think he's from Quezon. And then the challenge was, what was like the most ridiculous thing that a Manileño or Manileña asked you about the province? Mm. And then it was like mocking people asking them, may SM ba kayo dyan? Or may Starbucks ba kayo dyan? And they're like, ano ba probinsya to? Hindi naman to parang desert or something. Of course they have it. Of course. I mean, we are a thriving country and we do have cities everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. The voice cast, by the way, the international voice cast is, I believe, led by Shay Mitchell, right? Among others. I don't remember everyone. And then the Pinoy voice cast is led by Liza Soberano.
So and I think a lot of established Shay Mitchell. There's also Darren Criss.
Oh, Darren Criss, speaking of Versace, diba?
And Manny Jacinto.
From The Good Place.
Yes. Yeah. And then a bunch of Dante Basco.
Oh, Dante Basco, bro. Yes. That's Zuko. The voice of Zuko from Avatar. Yes.
And Nicole Ufio. Scherzinger.
Oh, Pussycat Dolls. Diba? Represent,
dude.
Apparently the Pinoy voice cast, you know, once again led by Liza Soberana, is actually joined by a bunch of VO artists that have kind of been working. I saw a tweet of a VO artist that I follow and said that, oh, I'm so proud of my friends who have been grinding in the VO world for making, you know, being able to cast. So that's really cool.
There's shout out to them too. Simon de la Cruz, Apollo Abraham, Christopher Carlo Kaling, Eugene Adalia, Cheska Aguiluz, and the list goes on.
To name a few, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so June 11, lapit na. So I'm sure everyone's going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it the first day. Same, it gets released.
Samesies.
All
right, wapow.
Wapow.
You want to talk about the discounts? And,
sure.
Okay, so there's a viral photo actually came out yesterday. It was posted by several official and unofficial publications on Facebook and Instagram. I saw it on Kabulastugan. They posted on their IG story. So there's a sign that says free turon with vaccine for a minimum 250 pesos spend. And at first, I was like, which raised a lot of questions. I was like, is this real or not? But then there is an article linked to this post, at least on a Facebook post. There's an article. And it says, ilang tindahan, restaurant, magbibigay ng vaccine discount incentives simula Hunyo 1. So on June 1, different restaurants and stores will be giving a vaccine discount to encourage people to get vaccinated, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool that they have those initiatives and hopefully it works to actually encourage people. But hopefully that's not the only thing that will encourage people to get vaccinated because the only way we could go back to quote unquote normal is herd vaccination or herd immunity. So hopefully that's only like, you know, like an incentive, like they said, an incentive. But that sign that was posted online everywhere actually raised more questions than, you know, than answers. Kasi parang, wait lang. So wait, I have to spend 250.
Then
I have to wait lang. It's so confusing because, so wait lang. So when you're vaccinated, kunwari ito yung sinaw, na-vaccinate ka na, tapos mag-spend ka ng 250 either way, let's say for groceries. And then you get a turon. Yeah. Parang ang layo.
Yeah.
Parang medyo ang dami pang steps to get the free turon. Because I would kind of understand if you're vaccinated, just show your ID and then we give you free turon. Pero meron pa 250 spend eh. So parang,
Well,
I don't know. But still, I mean, not complaining. It's just like a lot of steps to get to the free turon.
Well, according to ABS-CBN News, the article that I'm reading right here, the restaurant, like there's a Philippine Retailers Association. The president of that, see, Rosemary Ong, mentioned like it is a two-pronged naman ito. Incentives sa customer, then encouraging a vaccination, mapapatronize na ang stores nila. Makakatulong pa sila sa gobyerno. So, I mean, these restaurants and these stores that are going to offer these discounts or you're thinking of their, you know, like not just the free turon, but just in general, discounts if you get vaccinated, it's incentive for them because the sooner that everyone gets vaccinated, the sooner business will operate. And on the other, she says it's two pronged because now the customers, when they get vaccinated, they have a discount, like they can save money or they can go shop in peace or whatever. So I think it's cool. I mean, I think it's a cool way to, you know, whether it be free turon or anything in between. I think it's just it's nice that these stores are encouraging vaccination because I think it should really be the biggest push right now is to get everybody vaccinated. Speaking of, do you have a schedule already or what?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I get it that people are these stores are encouraging their patrons to get vaccinated. I think the issue here is like, how available is, you know, the vaccine for everybody? Because I get it right now, they're prioritizing people who are like, let's say they have comorbidities, senior citizens, right? But I don't know, like in my head, it's still so out of reach, right? But of course, we have to do it. So, and like I did promise you the last week that I will do my duty to this body and this country. Mm-hmm. I will get vaccinated soon. But no, I haven't. I actually don't have a schedule yet, but I am going to do it. I promise.
You know, there was over the weekend they were administering vaccines, and there was a long line for the Pfizer. I think it was Pfizer or Moderna. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't have enough jabs because people really wanted those ones. Like they had only a limited amount, and there was an excess number of people that lined up to get it. So hopefully they kind of can meet the demand for people that want, let's say, Moderna or Pfizer or whatnot. But I also read something. I don't remember if it was just on a Twitter post. I don't want to make it an official statement, but I read somewhere online that the governments might be administering vaccines, but not telling people which vaccine it is, which I think is a little bit sketchy.
Okay.
To avoid people kind of, like, you know, picking, lining up, choosing. Picking their ones that they get. They just line up and then they're administered. So, I think it's a little bit sketchy. I have to look it up though to be sure.
It kind of gave me some perspective on some of the tweets that I've been seeing, because I see tweets that doesn't have context. They just say that, you know, the best vaccine is the one available now. So I guess it came from that maybe the reason why, you know, the government was prompted to do that is because people are choosing what, you know, what vaccine to get, right? Instead of just getting one that's available to you.
Mm.
Because firsthand, I actually know people personally who are saying, you know what, I can actually get one right now, but I'm waiting for this brand or I'm waiting for that brand. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's not my position to tell them, no, don't do that, because it's their choice anyway. But yeah, I kind of get it now. I kind of get it. I mean, like, I'm not agreeing with a whole, you know, not telling people what that vaccine is, but I get why they wanted to do it, or maybe planning to do it.
Yeah. Here's the article. This is from CNN.
Okay.
DOST, or I don't know if it's pronounced DOST or DOST.
DOST.
Department of Science and Technology will study how the COVID-19 vaccine made by Chinese firm Sinovac works with other brands, with June as a target. So they're thinking of maybe, you know, like, can you get multiple and, you know, if you mix and match or whatever. So they're going to study it soon. So maybe we'll know what's going on with that.
Hopefully. Wow. DOST. I remember in college, wala lang, parang ang dami kong, kasi like, you know, my course in college was development communication, and I would always interact with people from, you know, like DOST, DNR, and Picard and stuff like that. Parang it just kind of brought me back. I remember I had to go to DOST once, and kasama ko yung mga ibang nag-a-apply for the DOST scholarship, because I know the DOST scholarship is like a highly coveted one, and they pay for like all of your studies and stuff like that. But I know you have to pick like a science program.
Okay. Makes sense.
So parang gano, which is just cool. It's just makes cool sense. To know. But yeah. Hopefully we do know more about that. And yes, if you can get a vaccine, please do.
Oh yeah. Just to clarify on that last thing that I said. So the study is to see if people who got the first jab of Sinovac and then getting a second jab of a different vaccine.
Oh yeah, that is true.
That's the study. That's the study that they're going to be conducting. So maybe we'll know more about that.
Yeah.
So yun lang. Wapow.
Wapow.
We still have the gender reveal thing and the Michael Cinco thing.
Okay, so the gender reveal.
Okay. Yeah. Gender reveal. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so, well, this was just, what do you call this? This is just forwarded to us from some of the Leche fans, but basically we're just going to describe the whole, because it's not like an article or something. It's more of like a trending topic on Twitter right now and on Facebook. So there's this whole video of a couple having a gender reveal party wherein they hired a helicopter to pass through their skyline and like shower either blue or pink powder. If it's, you know, if it's a boy, it's blue, or pink. Mm. If it's a girl, right? And now it's making the rounds because a lot of people find it excessive and unnecessary. And then I also saw some people who raised the concern of polluting the water because they were near a body of water. And then, of course, polluting the air with that substance.
What whatever was that it, though?
I'm sure it's like a non-toxic, like color, you know.
Like food coloring, right?
Like, yeah, non-toxic powder that's just, you know, colored. I'm sure that's it. But I saw on my timeline, some people were concerned about that. And of course, the main issue there is it's excessive and unnecessary. Mm. And then looking up online, I actually, because I thought that was the only issue surrounding gender reveal parties, that it's like unnecessary or it's too much, you know, nobody cares about it. There's also an issue regarding the gender itself, because you can't really say what, you know, a person's gender is.
Right.
You can't dictate. That's what I meant.
You can't
dictate it. I mean, you can say that scientifically, biologically, they're male or female. But, you know, what is a girl and what is a boy at this point? And in 2021, diba? Parang everybody's.
Well, Rod Fitz had a reply to that post, and okay. I think it was really interesting. He said, you know, it should be sex assignment at birth reveal party.
Yes, oh, diba? Diba? Just to discourage people to do that, because that is not a cute name for a party.
Sex assignment at birth reveal party. Recap muna sa ano, sa sex assignment sex at birth reveal party ng ano ng ate ko mamaya.
But I kind of do agree that it's a little excessive. You could always say that it is. People can always say that it is.
I mean, it's always extra. I think it's always extra. It's a party. I mean, you don't need. It's not a thing that's necessary ever to have a sex assignment at birth reveal
it's,
party.
It's, you know,
right?
People's opinions. But I kind of do agree when it comes to, you know, telling people that this will be the gender of my kid forever. When, to be honest, no. At this point, I do believe what Harry Styles says every after every concert. Everybody's a little gay. You know.
I think though. I mean, just to you know, in the defense of people that have gender reveal parties, I don't think that's their intent at all. Right?
Of
like,
course,
it's, you know, they're just saying, you know, will my kid be at the, you know, in the most common terms, a boy or a girl, right? That's what they're thinking, because, you know, it's something that's been done throughout history. When someone's pregnant, what do they ask you? Is it a boy or a girl? Mm-mm. Like, that's just the, you know, it's just like the line of questioning that comes with being pregnant. I think I've never been pregnant, but I feel like that's what I would ask someone who's pregnant.
You've never been pregnant?
No, never.
Oh man.
And I feel like if someone, you know, like if someone, let's say, even if you're not the girl who's pregnant, if someone asks you, like, do you want a boy or a girl? What they're mean. You know what they mean, right? You're not, you know, they don't mean any harm, right? But in the video, you know, they're playing a song, and then a plane flies over and sprays the color. So blue for boy, pink for girl is usually that's the common, you know, the common colors associated. And it flies over. I mean,
actually, I feel like, kasi, I mean, like, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, right? And I, for the most part, I thought that gender reveal parties weren't our thing, like, in our culture. I don't know when it became a thing in our culture, but it was mostly, like, Western countries
who
do a lot of, you know, gender reveal parties. But growing up, we never had that. And it was also never a big thing where
it's
a family member...
New.
Yeah, it is relatively new. And I never had an experience with a family member, even just like, let's say, oh, let's have dinner so I could tell you about the gender of my kid. No, it was always just pop, and then yay, it's a girl, or yay, it's a boy.
Right. Brad Fitz even posted an article here about the originator of the gender reveal party. Which actually, if it's true, I mean, I'm not sure. She might. I'm sure she's not the first person to do it, but she's probably the first person that went viral to do it. So it happened in 2008. She posted a blog about an event where she cut the cake, and then the cake revealed, I think, the color, like pink, I think. And the person who started this trend, or at least the one that went viral, her name is Jenna Carvunidis, apparently regrets that it went viral, because now, you know, it's happening all the time. And we talked about it on the Halal also before, the fire that started because of a gender reveal party. What are your thoughts on this one in particular, the one we're talking about, the one that happened here, where the plane flew over this, it looks like a beach resort.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll be honest with you. You know, as much as I think it's lavish and definitely unnecessary, it's fucking dope. I thought it was cool as fuck. Like, if I had money and, you know, I didn't give a fuck about other things, I think it's cool. I thought it was cool. Like,
if
I don't see
I had that
wrong.
Kind of money.
I mean, I'd probably spend it on something else.
No, see, if they were my friends and they had that kind of money, I would be so mad at them because they could have taken that money and put iPhones in our gift bags so we could take that home.
Very true, very true.
If you're gonna be excessive to your friends, okay? Not a freaking helicopter that sprays blue powder.
Yeah.
Just so we know what, you know, what gender it is. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. We came here for you, my friend. We need an iPhone in our gift bag.
I mean, if no one got hurt and if the, you know, the chemical or I doubt they use the chemical.
I doubt
right?
it's
would be,
a toxic thing.
Yeah, it would be probably just water with blue water.
I think a lot of people are also raising the issue that they're like a political family.
Oh, yeah. And, well, that leads a whole different line of questioning, you know.
Yes.
But if it was just a regular, you know, not regular, but if it was maybe, just, you know, a very successful couple that are excited for their child and wanted to do something memorable for them that they could show their kid in the future. I mean, that's pretty it's pretty epic, man. If you ask me, like what they did.
Okay, I kind of
get
like
your point. Whether you like it or not, it was pretty epic.
I mean, I kind of get your point. I mean, you can find it dope. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. In my opinion, like seriously, I kind of find it maybe like out of touch.
Yeah, for sure. Because we're in a pandemic, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I get it. But if it didn't happen during a pandemic, I think it wouldn't have made headlines as much. Or at least it wouldn't have trended as much.
I'm definitely like not mad at the people in the photo or in the video, but it's just like, yeah, it's like a little out of touch. Like, yeah, I don't know. But then that's it. You could always say whatever you want. You know, people could always, you know, express their opinion. Then that's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what we're here for.
Because the more money you have, the more people will view you as out of touch, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? Like you will be driving more expensive cars and doing more expensive things. So, you know, some shape or form, I think it's going to cause a rift between I don't want to say the haves and the have nots, but the ones that have a certain ability to do things that we cannot do. You know, it happened before with the whole Katrin Bernardo and her friends on that yacht and they all got tested and whatever. Right. I mean, there was still even though they did things the right way, they didn't hurt anybody. It still caused a little bit of an issue with people, rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah. I still do believe that whenever these issues do come up, hopefully like we don't focus on the people in it, but more on the issue.
The issue. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Hopefully we focus more on that because if it does start a conversation about, let's say, politicians pouring in their money into more important things, then why not?
That's the conversation you have,
right?
Yeah,
that's the kind of conversation that we should have, and not, you know, ruining the lives of these people. They're just freaking living their lives, but it does, you know, hopefully it starts a conversation and hopefully becomes like has a positive impact in us. In our lives, then
you have to look at the context behind it, because if you look at it, you know, if it's an out of context video, you wouldn't really think about the issue. But I just saw a little comment on it, but I didn't delve into it. Are they a political family? I mean, I didn't do any fact checking, so I'm not going to comment on that, but you can make up your own opinions about that in the future. But anything else you want to say about this?
That's it.
Well, pal, last thing, the hottest, at least from me this week that I've seen that people have talked about, but I only read up on it today, admittedly, is the Michael Cinco, who is a fashion designer.
Yes.
Who called out the team behind, this is according to Rappler, I'm just going to read it. Filipino fashion designer Michael Cinco called out the team behind Miss Universe Canada 2020 Nova Stevens, who we talked about also because of the Instagram bashing that we talked about, for being ungrateful, vile, and professional users. That the words from Cinco, saying they have used and scammed him for the past 3 years. So on Sunday, he shared on his Facebook account several photos of the Miss Universe candidates wearing his creations and a screenshot of a comment from MG Mode Communications, which is the publicist behind Miss Universe Canada.
So basically he had receipts because like the gist of it all, it sounded like they were blaming him for Miss Canada not getting into the top 21.
Yeah. Some of the accusations according to at least this comment were that the gown was sent late, and then when it arrived it didn't fit, and then they said they were able to fix one for the finals, but the one for prelims we didn't have time, so they had to go to Dubai to prevent such mistakes, since it happened to us as well with Argentina's gown last year.
Yeah, so basically there were like a lot of other stuff that happened, right? And with all the accusations, Michael Cinco had to release the receipts, like the photos that they sent, that the gown actually arrived and it actually fit. And even Miss Canada, Nova Stevens, even personally messaged him saying, thank you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And... yeah, it's just, I mean, it's very complicated right now, especially because, you know, the fans of the Miss Universe are very passionate.
Very, very.
Right? But hopefully it did clear things up when Miss Canada, Nova Stevens, I think on her personal page, apologized and cleared things up, that saying that, of course, it's not her personally saying that. It's the
management,
behind her. Because I kind of do agree. We had a conversation about this earlier on our show, and we discussed how Michael Cinco is, for me, he wasn't being petty when he released all of these photos. He was defending himself, and also because he's defending his brand, his name, because his name as a fashion designer, I mean, diba, parang he would have to partner with other Miss Universes and other beauty pageants and organizations. So, of course, he had to clear things up. And thankfully, he had receipts. That's how you know somebody's a professional.
Yeah. He made the points that he contradicted the management's point that the gowns arrived late. He said, no, they arrived on time. And then he gave his reasons why. And then he also... like you said, he has to represent his brand. So he actually paid for a photo shoot for some of the people that have worn. I think he's referring to Miss Canada here, if I'm not mistaken, that he paid a photographer and filmmaker to shoot Miss Canada in the couture gowns at a world-class location in Dubai, just to give her extra publicity and mileage and create for her a balance of glam and luxury.
It was just so dirty for them to actually blame him for Miss Canada not winning or getting into the top 21. Because, I mean, he's not part of the group of people judging the Miss Universe pageant. Right? It was just so... I think that was a low blow at this point. Yeah. Because obviously for passionate fans, when they do read that from the management... obviously that will stick.
Yeah.
Right. It's, I mean, you'd have to tell them otherwise or convince them that that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. So yeah, I get it. But wow. I mean, the fact that they had balls to actually post everything that way and in that manner. And I actually like the whole post on Michael Cinco's page. It was so real. Like, it wasn't, you know, that it was actually a person writing this. So I kind of like that it didn't go through like a bunch of people, like PR and stuff.
Yeah, if you want to read it, it's on his Facebook page, facebook.com/Michael Cinco. The only thing is the Cinco is it's the number 5 instead of the letter C. So Inco.
Very well known. He's a worldwide fashion designer. Pretty cool. And I like that he, in the end of the post, he said that this time I need to stand up for me and my team because it's unfair. Yeah. That's true.
Ilan kayong team ni Michael Singh? It must be a lot, right?
Sure. It must be a lot. Yeah.
Designers, photographers,
and I'm sure
the logistics.
I'm sure they have like in like countries, like in different countries, like in Manila and the States.
How much do you think a dress like that will
you know what cost, you no? know what I actually don't know. Let's look it up.
I wonder, man. Let me Michael Cinco cost dress. Gown cost. Cinco designed the wedding gown of Austrian singer and Swarovski Empire heiress Victoria Swarovski. The gown, valued at over $1 million and weighed 46 kilograms, has an 8 meter long train adorned by 500,000 of Swarovski's family owned crystals. I mean, I guess the crystals up the value, but so there we go. At least for one, you can get a million. Here's one that's 21,000 pounds.
How about this one? The Michael Cinco Impalpable Dream of Royals, $23,000.
Ito naman, Michael Cinco Couture Wedding Gown, based out of Dubai, 21,000 pounds. So 21,000 GBP to PHP. Let me do the math on that. 21,000? 21,000 pounds is... I'm doing the math because ilan zero still. 1.5 million pesos. So
how about $32,000? This one, this impalpable.
$32,000?
Yes.
Is 1.53. So 1 point something wow. million. 1.2 to 1.5 million pesos.
Wow.
For a gown.
And that apparently, when they dress Miss Universe, most of the time, like, it's for free.
Yeah.
It's really, like, you know, to advertise them as a brand and the dress and the, you know, their art.
So three dresses, my studio condo ka na sa Makati.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Wow. Man.
I mean, have you seen the dress? They're amazing. I know, they look incredible, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a
lot. I never really fathomed, I never thought about the price. I mean, I'm sure it was expensive. I'm not surprised, but it's just kind of like, damn.
Hopefully this put the issue to rest and, you know, cleared the name of Michael Cinco. But sure. Yeah, that's for it, sure. Man.
That's it. That's the TTs for today. Thank you for listening. We will have a Lecheca coming out on Wednesday. Anything you want to say? Are we shouting out some folks on the social media scene?
On Twitter, thanks to I Am Nath in the Mood for sending us that story about the gender reveal party.
Thank you.
Also, shout out to, wait a minute, shout out to Jong, there we go, and to Juan Miguel de Guia, also to Jizzy, who followed us.
Hey.
What a name. Jay Cruz also, and to Denise. Shout out to Bren Meme, and to X Deuce X, and to Kira. Hello there.
Hello.
Thank you.
On IG, naman, Jeremiah 2001, Al Burp, Argel Carlo, Glenn Keir, Azazia Zoe, Castro Nika, Esk Wala, JM Wrong 15, A.S. Plata, Perfecting Sunny Flower. Hope I'm saying that name right. Jelly Ann for following us on, and also Jelly Ann for following us on social media, which, by the way, is the Halala Show everywhere except for Instagram, where it's just Halala Show.
And if you want to be part of the group where you can share basically anything, it's the Halala Show Lecha Fam on Facebook. It's a group, so you guys can actually post whatever you want, and merch is still available.
It is.
All the details are on our Instagram. Also, don't forget to follow us on Spotify to let Spotify know that you guys are following us.
Let them
and
know
that we are worth it. Yeah. We are worth it, man.
Yeah, let them know. All right, that's it, and send us an email and we'll catch you on Wednesday.
Yeah,
extra song.
Bye.
Babush.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.